Okay, good morning. Oh, we're up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 1, Mishnah 5 of Maseches Chagiga. Says the Mishnah, so when it comes to bringing the Olos and the Shlamim, that offerings that a person would bring, right, the Olos Re'iyah and the Shlamim Chagiga, right, so how much does a person have to bring? So in theory, the bare minimum is just to bring one of each, but says the Mishnah, Hey, that there are opportunities to bring multiple ones, much more. So how do you determine which to bring, how many to bring, etc.? So says the Mishnah as follows, without giving determinate numbers, here are the basic guidelines that you should have. Misha Yeshlo Ochlim Merubim. Let's say you have a lot of people in your house that are eating the festival meals with him. But you have a few possessions. You don't have so much money, right? You can buy so many offerings. So in this situation, maybe shlamim merubim, but olos muatos. So you should bring many shlamim, meaning many shlamim chagiga, and theory also many shlamim simcha you could bring to feed his family members, right? Because this sacrifice, you eat the meat from it, part of the meat from it, okay? And so you should bring many of these shlamim offerings. Again, shlamim chagiga are probably also shlamim simcha as well. And few olos re'iya you should bring, right? Why should you not bring many shlamim and few olos? Because again, the shlamim have meat you can eat, but the olos ria, they're completely burnt on the altar, and therefore you can't eat food from it. So if you have a lot of people to feed and you don't have so much money, so you should bring a few olos, which probably means one, or again, based on how much money you have, so few. And if you have a lot of people to feed with a little money, so you should bring a lot of shlamim offerings. That's the first category. Let's say you have a lot of possessions, but you don't have any people eating with you, not many people in your house to feed. Maybe olos merubos or shlamim muatan. So the exact opposite. You should bring many olos offerings and only a few shlamim offerings. Again, no exact numbers here, but based on whatever you can afford. Zev zev muat. Let's say you have a few possessions. You also have a few people in your household. So how many do you bring? Alzen Amar Ma Chesef Ushtei Chesef. So this is exactly what we were speaking of when we said a couple of days ago, Mishnah Beis, that the Olos Ria costs, you should bring, it costs one silver ma, and the Shalmei Chagiga costs two silver maos. So that's for this situation, a person who doesn't have much money and doesn't have that many people to feed, so he should just buy one Ria for one silver ma and one Shalmei Chagiga for two silver maos. That's the bare minimum. Okay, Zev Zem Merubim. Let's say a person has a lot of possessions, but he also has a lot of members of the house that he has to feed. So Alzen Amar Ish Kemana Sedo Kivir Kas Hashem Elkech Asher Nasamach. This is what the pasuk is talking about when it says every morning, every man according to his hands giving, according to the blessing that Hashem your God has given you. In other words, if you have a lot of money, a lot of people, so you should bring a lot of olos offerings, and you should bring a lot of shlamim offerings. So again, just a quick review. So there are four categories over here. If you have a lot of people in your house and you have a little money, so very simple, you bring a few olos and you bring many shlamim. If you have if you have a lot of money but you have few people, then you bring many. If you have a lot of money and few people, then you bring a lot of olos and few shlamim. If you have little of each, few people and few possessions, then you bring one of each. It seems an olos re'iyah for a silver ma and a shlamim chagiga for two silver maos. And if you have a lot of each, if you have many possessions, if you have many household members, then you should bring a lot of olos and a lot of shlamim. That's the end of Mishnah. Hey, Mishnah Vav, Mishlo Chag Biyom Chtov HaRishon Shel Chag. So now, the Mishnah that we're going to teaching right now, it applies to all of the Shlosh Regalim, not just Sukkos, but it's going to be teaching it in the context of Sukkos. So says the Mishnah, if a person did not bring his festival offerings, meaning the Shlamei Chagiga and the Olos Re'iyah offering, if he didn't bring them on the first day of Sukkos, which is when they should be brought, Chogig is Kol HaRegel, he can bring them the entire rest of the Chag. He can bring any other day of the festival. V'yom Tava Achron Shal Chag, he could even bring it on the last day of the Chag. What's the last day of the Chag? He could even bring it on Shemini Atzeres. Right, so it's a big Chiddush, because Shemini Atzeres in many ways is not connected to Sukkos. Obviously, it is in some ways, but again, it is its own holiday. So it says the Mishnah, a huge Chiddush, not only can you bring the Karbanos of the Chagiga and the Ria on any day of the Chag, other than the first day, you could even bring it on the eighth day on Shemini Atzeres, which is technically in some ways a different Chag, but for this, it's the same Chag. It could be brought on Shemini Atzeres as well for the Karbanos for Sukkos. Avar, for the Shalmei Chagiga and the Olos Re'iyah. Avar HaRega V'lo Chag, let's say the entire Chag passed, all of Sukkos is over, and he didn't bring any Karbanos, Eino Chayav Bachrayuso, he's no longer responsible for it, meaning he can no longer fulfill the mitzvah, he can no longer bring the Karbanos. Alzen Amar, and about this kind of a person who doesn't bring the Karbanos, missed a chance. The pasuk says, "Meuvas lo yuchal liskon v'chesron lo yuchal imanos." The pasuk in Koheles that says that a crooked thing cannot be straightened, and that which is missing cannot be counted. Meaning, you lost your opportunity. That's it. You know, you should have brought the carbon, but now that you didn't, it's too bad. You can't make it up. You can't fix it anymore. Okay, that's the end of God willing. Next time, I'll continue with Mishnah Zion.
stop right here.